37 degrees in West Bend. It's overcast. Feels like it's about 28 out there. And we are joined this morning on the phone by Kay Amlin, the Director of Development for the Washington County Humane Society. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good, thanks.
It's, maybe we'll see a little sunshine, they say, maybe later today. I'm ready for some sunshine and some spring weather that lasts. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Sun makes such a difference. It makes people feel good.
It does indeed. It does indeed. Well, these are different, I'm not going to say difficult, I'm going to say different times for lots of organizations.
That's
and
true.
The Humane Society is certainly no different than the rest. You've, under the governor's Safer at Home order, Humane Society is an essential operation. So let's talk about what it is that that you're doing.
That sounds great. We're definitely an essential business, and that's because we are dealing with the animals. I want our listeners to know that the animals are at the shelter. They're safe. They're still being housed here. But we are still looking to adopt a number of animals as they come in. People, for example, last week, a number of cats were surrendered by different families for whatever reason. And we really appreciate that people bring animals here rather than, because we know we can vet them and make sure that they have get a good outcome. So it's a really great system, and we are still operating our adoption programs. We're just doing it a little bit differently. So what we're asking people to do if they're interested in adopting is look online, fill out an application if you see an animal that interests you, submit the application online. Someone from the shelter will call and set up an appointment, and you can meet the animal or other animals if you'd like. And if you're interested in adopting and taking an animal home, we will do that curbside. So the idea is to, although we are essential, we're still obviously practicing as much as we can, having that social distance and making sure that we keep the community safe, our staff safe, our volunteers safe.
Sure, sure. And we need to just make sure that people are aware that there is no evidence that the coronavirus is transmitted in any way by dogs or cats, right?
Correct.
So make sure that the people are aware of that. And again, if you're stuck at home, it'd be nice to have a new companion there, wouldn't it?
It absolutely would. And, I just wanted to say, cats and dogs have been partners in our life for so many generations because they rarely do transfer anything or even, and we're not going to get a common cold from our cat or dog or the flu. So that's part of the reason why they make such a good fit in a family.
All right. And you've got this this building project going on.
We do, and construction is considered essential, so our building is underway. We're hoping that we have this particular phase that we're working on now completed in November or December of this year. So pretty soon, you hopefully will see some walls going up.
Okay. Yeah, walls are a good start if you're doing a building.
Yeah. Well, we started with the foundation.
Okay. All right.
So that's even better. So we'll have the foundation
right.
done in a couple weeks, then the walls, and yeah, we'll take it from there.
All right. And I'm sure that fundraising efforts for the building project are still going on?
Yes. In fact, we have a matching gift challenge right now. So anyone that donates, the dollars that they donate or pledge will be matched. And that goes through May 1st. And that's up to $60,000 that the donors offered to contribute to this.
Awesome.
Yes. Well, it's really exciting.
Yeah. So if people want to go online and find out more about either Pets to Adopt or other cash donations for the building project,
yes,
or other things, website information, please.
Sure. We are wchspets.org. And then we're also collecting in-kind donations. People can leave them. We have a bin in our vestibule, and people can drop off items there if they're interested in helping us that way.
All right. And any particular items that you're in need of at this point?
Clay cat litter in particular, puppy chow. We have kitten season is nearly upon us, and so the cats are coming in, and some of them are pregnant, and we have a couple of litters, so we'll have kittens on the floor eventually.
All right, and we
won't
should
be long.
And we should mention, since you're kind of doing this The adoptions now kind of by appointment. Mm-hmm. You're not really doing the normal viewing hours that you typically would be, right?
Sure. So we do set up the appointments during our normal viewing hours. And if someone is interested in coming in to see an animal, they can do that. We're asking the traffic that might come in otherwise just to look at the cats and dogs or to bring the kids maybe to just, you know, get out for a little bit. We're asking that those people not come into the shelter, just the people that have more of a designated need.
Gotcha. Which makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Because, right, just trying to reduce the amount of people together at one time.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else people should know, Kay?
Well, our protocols for cleaning have always been very high. We work with animals that needs to be. So I wanted to reassure people that when they do come to the shelter, they can expect a very, as much as we can possibly do, it will be very clean.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for keeping us updated. And I'm sure you'll let us know when things change and things get back to what the normal is.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Thanks, Kay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rick.
That's Kay Emlin, the Director of Development for the Washington County Humane Society. And again, they want you, they're still doing adoptions for all types of pets, but they want you to go online first and sort of shop online and then get in touch and set up an appointment to go and meet that animal in person and see if you're a good fit.